Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
What is sin? Romans 1:18-32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men, likewise, gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to the debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. This passage in Romans is by design meant to quickly cut to the heart of our deepest problem, our sin and rebellion against God, and our being separated from God because of it. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The word sin originally is a marksman's term. It refers to the reality of having missed the mark. In preparing for war or for hunting, the archer would practice shooting his arrows into a target. To miss the bullseye or whatever the intended target would be, sin. The Apostle Paul takes this word and helps us understand what our intended mark is and how we have missed it. Our intended created purpose is to glorify God. That is, to live in such a way that our lives would accurately reflect the nature and character of our Creator. The sins described in Romans 1 give us clarity on what should be obvious missing of the mark, as they do not accurately reflect and reveal who God is. Paul even describes it as being contrary to nature. In other words, God created us with a natural need and best function, living in communion with God and ordering our lives according to how He has created. Sexual relations, being in the context of one man for one woman in marriage, obedient to parents, not murdering, not hating, not slandering, etc., etc., but rather doing the opposite. But at the root of it is not giving thanks to God and exchanging the truth of God's glory for us with the lie that our reason to exist lies in the things we can obtain or the fleshly pleasure we can experience. So what is God asking of us? He wants us to humbly acknowledge that the problem with the world starts with me. In humility, I come to Him confessing my sin and hungry for His glory. That each day, I can start with this posture that I was created for so much more than the mirage of fulfillment in exchanging God for sin. Lord, thank you for bluntly and blatantly telling me what my problem is. Thank you for revealing your truth, even though it can sting. I need to be wounded so that I will come to you for healing. You have not only shown me the problem, but offered yourself as my only hope and solution. This day, I ask that you would help me live for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.